them all. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just like this on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, no one who is on the housetop with possessions inside should go down to get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back for anything. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever tries to keep their life will lose it. Whoever loses their life will preserve it. I tell you, on that night, two people will be in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding corn. One will be taken, the other left. Where, Lord, they asked. He replied, where there is a dead body, there the vultures will gather. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much, Mike. Do be seated, everyone. Do take a seat. Well, it's wonderful to see you all. It's great to be here with you on this wonderful occasion this morning. Double baptism. What a joy. It's lovely to see so many guests along with our regular church family. I'm going to ask you in a moment to do something a little bit frightening, but let me pray before we begin. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Bible, which you give us to hear and to understand what you want us to know. Would you help us to do that now, we ask? In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm going to ask you to do something a little bit frightening. Don't do it yet. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to ask you to do, and then I'm going to see if we can do it. I'm going to ask everyone to close their eyes. And when everyone's eyes are closed, I'm going to make a sound. And without opening your eyes, if you think you know what that sound means, I want you to put your hand up. And after we've done that, we'll open our eyes and see if we know. Everyone understand what we're doing? We're going to close our eyes. I'm going to make a sound. If you think you know what it means, put your hand up, and then we'll all open our eyes again. So everyone close your eyes. Go on. Yeah, looks like just about everyone's eyes are closed. Good. All right. Okay, there's quite a lot. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. There's quite a lot of hands up there. Okay, someone who's got their hands up. What does that sound mean? There's a strong hand there. What does that sound mean? Okay, you knew that. Yeah. Well, it's a whistle. Brilliant. What does the whistle mean? Anyone else? Someone else. Come on. Who knows? What does the whistle mean? Full time. If I was a shepherd, perhaps maybe it does mean that. But in this context, I think the answer I was looking for was full time. At the end of a... Oh, I'm so sorry. We all know, don't we, that sound means at the end of a football match, there's a full time whistle. And in the Bible passage we've heard this morning, Jesus is saying is the world is a bit like a football match. The world has a full-time whistle. Now, if you're anything like me, that's not the way we tend to think about the world and tend to think about life. I tend to think that today rolls into tomorrow and that rolls into the next day. And then eventually we're at next week. And then the week after that, and then maybe after a few more weeks we come to Christmas. Christmas is exciting, and then the next year rolls over. And on life rolls. But Jesus says that's not always going to be true because the world has a full-time whistle. And when it comes, it's going to be like lightning across the sky, Jesus says. Nobody misses a flash of lightning. It happens the same for everybody, everywhere. So the full-time whistle for the world, Jesus says, is sudden, it's unpredictable, it's without warning. I'm going to need 5 or 6 actors, and they don't have to be professional actors, they can be young aspiring actors if they'd like to be. So here's one. Come on, they can be adults as well. Come on, I need some volunteers. We're not going to go anywhere until I get my volunteers. So go on, there's 2, perfect. We're still quite short here. The length of this talk is entirely up to you. Come on, more volunteers. Yep, brilliant. Thank you very much, John. Anyone else? We need at least another 2 volunteers. Anyone? Oh, come along now. Excellent. Thank you so much. And one more. Brilliant. So, in our Bible reading, thank you so much. Should we have a round of applause for our brave volunteers? Now, in our Bible reading, Jesus reminded us of the story of Noah. And the point Jesus is making is that life went on normally right up to the end. There were people doing all kinds of things that are part of normal life. So what I would like to see is if we can example that here for the people in the church. Show what that looks like. So one of the things he said was eating and drinking. So do you think you could mime eating and drinking? Go on, have a go. Brilliant, really good. Now, the only thing about that is that's a little bit quiet. Could you eat and drink with a bit more kind of gusto? Brilliant, perfect, absolutely. Now we have the vicar. This is ideal because the next thing that's mentioned is marrying and giving in marriage. And John is someone who's very experienced in that. So John, could you mime as if you were bringing two people together to get married?
I'd ask the questions and then I would give them...
No, just like act it out, as if you were doing it. And with full volume, please, John.
You take the ring off my hand, please.
Brilliant. Perfect. Thank you very much, John. Now, it says people were building. Can you mind building a house? Yeah, brilliant. Now, with full volume, please. Great. Perfect. It says people were planting. Can you mind planting some plants? Can you have a go at putting seeds in the ground, maybe? Brilliant. And maybe the sound that the seeds make as they go into the ground? Can you do that? And then the last thing is buying and selling. Can you guys pretend you're giving things and taking things away? Yeah, buying and selling. Brilliant. Now, we're going to see all of these things going on, because these are all the normal things of life, aren't they? So, like, I would like all of our actors to start doing that all together now at the same time. Make your actions, make your noises, go about the normal things of life. And Jesus says this is what happened in the days of Noah. People were going about the ordinary things of life. It was busy. It seemed normal. There was stuff to take your attention. And then suddenly, it all came to an end. And that's what Jesus wants us to know. He wants us to know that that's what the end of the world will be like. Thank you very much to our actors. Come on back down. Round of applause for them. Now, we've talked about one use for a whistle. We've talked about using it to bring to a football match to an end. But there are other uses we have for whistles. I wonder if you saw me walking along blowing a whistle and carrying this, what would you think then? What would you think the whistle meant if I was carrying this as well and I was blowing the whistle? What would you think? I can hear people saying fire. Exactly, yes, we do use whistles as fire alarms, don't we? We use whistles as fire alarms. And who remembers from when they're at school or when they're in the office what you're supposed to do when you hear the fire alarm? Go outside. So you need to be prepared. You need to know where you're going to go. But then, assuming you know where you're going to go, assuming you know which door you're going to go out of, what are you supposed to do when you hear the fire alarm?
Stand in a straight line.
Leave everything behind and go is what I'm hearing. That's right, isn't it? That's what they say. Don't take any... If it's raining and your coat's in the next room next door, don't go and get your coat. If you're worried about your wallet, but your wallet's not immediately to hand, leave it behind. If your handbag has all your important bits in it, but you can't grab it straight away, don't take it. Just go. That's what they say to do when you hear a fire alarm, isn't it? Because the consequences of staying in a building that is potentially on fire are unimaginably bad. And if you remember, that's more or less what Jesus says about is true about the world's full-time whistle as well. So he says, on that day, no one who is on the roof of a house with goods inside should go down to get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back to get anything. And here's one for the adults. Arnold Schwarzenegger has probably two well-known catchphrases in his films. One of them is, "I'll be back." The other one, not quite as prominent as "I'll be back," but the other one is, "Come with me if you want to live." come with me. You know, he's often the macho hero, like he breaks into something, he says, come with me if you want to live. That was a terrible Arnold Schwarzenegger impression, I'm really sorry. It's a little bit like that. Jesus is saying, when that whistle blows, when the world comes to an end, you have to come with me. You have to come with me, because it's so dangerous, I'm the one who can keep you safe. I'm the one who can make you alive. Now, there's one problem. Leaving everything behind and just going is really hard. Leaving your wallet in a building when you don't know whether you're going to see it again is frightening. Leaving your handbag when you don't know whether you'll see it, not taking a coat when it's raining outside, that is really, really frightening. Because that means losing everything, potentially. How can Jesus say the only way to live is to leave everything behind and come with him? Well, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, and what I'm going to tell you now is the heart, the very heart of the Christian message in any area. The wonderful thing about following Jesus is when you leave everything behind to follow him, he gives you everything that is his. That is the heart of the Christian message. It is the best swap imaginable. If we leave everything behind for Jesus, because he's kind and generous and loves us so very much, he promises that we won't be without, because instead of the stuff we had before, he will give us everything that is his. So the question I'm going to leave us with, and this is the last thing I'll say, is are we ready for that final whistle? Jesus tells us that the world is going to end with a whistle. And at that moment, he's going to say, come with me if you want to live. And turning from all of the things we have to follow him is really hard. Are we prepared for that? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for these hard words, these words of warning, but words that come because you love us and want us to be ready for what's going to happen. Help us to know what to do. In Jesus' name, amen.